for KMW Mobile. Good morning. Pretty good today. Can't complain. And you?
A little sleep. Dogs were keeping us up all night last night. One of them's got an ear infection or something, so he's up shaking his head all night trying to get his ear to feel better. And yeah, just a rough night. We lost our internet yesterday for about 12 hours. Yeah, just a crazy day.
For working from home yesterday.
And it was kind of a disaster. She had to try to use a hotspot on her phone, but a lot of the apps they use on their computers need a lot more bandwidth than that. So she was able to get by, but it was definitely not ideal. They came out to the house and they found that there's some box that was buried underground in front of my house that actually got burned up. It turns out that, you know, I've got 2 gigabit, my neighbor's got 2 gigabit, and then one other house also has 2 gigabit, and it requires so much power. They have these optical splitters in these boxes that divide the light between the customers, but 2 gig requires so much power that this thing can't actually handle it, so they had to come out and put a different one in, and they showed up at like 1 o'clock in the morning to fix it. So it was just a rough night.
That'll resolve your problem.
It didn't burn up right away. It took months, but, hopefully this one will be okay.
And it's going to be a rainy Sunday.
I can use a day where I'm not outside working all day, but I am going to try to get my antennas put back up on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. And then I saw where it might be a little freezing rain over towards Patrick on Sunday.
Hang on with his fingernails for a little while, but, you know, I've definitely enjoyed the past couple of days of being able to open the windows at home and get some fresh air in the house.
Be nice. And I see, looks like next week there's 3 or 4 days going to be in the 70s down here.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. From work and spent the day just cleaning the house and getting more stuff out of it. I've got another, you know, a few handfuls of stuff to get out of it, but I'm hoping to be on the market by this weekend.
It maybe it'll sell quick for you.
I'll be pricing it to do so.
I went ahead and me and Susan, we were rearranging our finances, you know, trying to lower our outgoing, so we traded her Jeep in my car for another car.
A little bit there, go again.
Susan, we're rearranging our finances to have a little less outgoing money for retirement, so we traded the Jeep and the car for another car.
What do you have now?
I was on another RAV4, and had just a newer model, and we got an extended warranty for 10-year, 150K.
Good now.
Traded my RAV4. There was no need in having 3 vehicles.
RAV4, and what's your other one now?
KN4 TFW. I got a 2014 Ram.
How about that? WTJKT. Yeah, well, that's cool. I would like, you know, we're in the process of downsizing too, because we want to retire as early as possible. And, you know, I've got the truck and the camper. The truck is paid for, but the camper is not. And we were thinking about, you know, I've tried to sell the camper a couple of times, and just nobody wants used campers. So I don't know. I'm not sure what to do about it, but I would certainly like to get rid of it.
Susan's about the same mindset, but kind of upside down on it right now. So I'll have to wait a little bit.
Yeah, I owe like 20 grand on mine or something like that, but, you know, I paid like 35 for it, and I don't know if I'm upside down or not, you know, but I was trying to sell it to try to get back what I put into it, because I've got solar panels in there and a big battery and whatever, but I think what I need to do is just strip all that stuff out and just sell it cheap and just see if I can get rid of it.
Yeah, the Jeep, she had the Jeep for a year, you know, going back and forth to work. She only put on 3,800 miles on it, and that, so, I mean, not working now. I mean, I can't believe she's going to put that many miles on a truck.
I'm getting a car payment to drive 4,000 miles a year.
I was able to drop one off of insurance.
We'll just be getting rid of that then, you know, she's still got student loans that she's paying on. We're going to try to get rid of those this year. And then we'll be in pretty good shape. But, yeah, we're looking at, you know, maybe as soon as I'm 59 and a half and I can draw my 401k, I might, you know, punch out of the workforce. And then she'll work for a few more years to have insurance and stuff for the both of us. And then, you know, once I go on Medicare, you know, she'll probably punch out and, you know, just get herself some, you know, part-time job to get health insurance or something, and then, you know, call it a day with the accounting.
At least sounds like a plan. You can't blame me on that.
Job, but I'm tired of, you know, being completely committed from, like, 4 in the morning until 7 or 8 o'clock at night and not having any free time. You know, there's only so long I can do this for, so... You know, it's just, you know, it'll be time.
Man, they should have left the retirement age at like 62 or 65 for full instead of going up to 67. Now they're talking about going up to 70, and it's like, man, that's a long time.
People off of it because it's going to run out of money. Why before they can take it?
That's right. If they stop giving it away to people that aren't, you know, qualified, that would help some, right?
Giving away to people who aren't qualified for it.
There's a lot of defrauding there, just like in the Medicare. It's like 25% of Medicare goes to one county in California.
I'll have to look into that, see what county it is, but... Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how much fraud there actually is in Social Security. I mean, you have to be a citizen to get a Social Security card. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of Social Security disability fraud, for sure. But I think it's a drop in the bucket compared to just what's paid out in normal benefits. Problem is that they've got the income cap on it. And, you know, the people who are making millions a year don't really pay in, you know, to the system at all. So, yeah, they got to fix that regression first, and then, you know, maybe Social Security will have some money.
KN4TFW.
KT. So what do you got planned this weekend?
Well, yard work on Saturday, but that's about it. I don't think, grandkids aren't coming over, so it should be a quiet weekend.
Landscaping done on Saturday at the house. You know, got to trim some hedges and go over the grass with the mower, get the leaves and stuff, but try to make it look a little nicer. But, yeah, getting my antennas up, doing some landscaping. I'm actually having somebody come do the landscaping because, you know, my back just won't take all that. But I've got other things to do. But, yeah, just going to be a busy weekend, just getting the house on the market.
May just rest up. Got it made bed late on Monday, was messing with the car, then got in bed late on Tuesday. I had to put the dryer back together and get all that fixed up. So, we'll just see how it works out. Be able to milk this rat for a few more miles per gallon since it doesn't have that roof rack on there. And it turns out that they're just really aero sensitive.
They're designed in a wind tunnel now, so if you make any changes at all, you know, when we went to Charlotte the other night, I pulled the antennas off my car because we were going into the parking deck. So without those antennas, I could definitely tell, and it wasn't much, but, you know, like I got another, you know, I could tell it wasn't eating the battery quite as fast because that extra drag just messes everything up.
Live with the antenna up on there. We ain't doing away with that.
On here now, so, you know, they whistle a little bit, but, you know, especially with the battery, it's so sensitive to changes, you know, I can definitely tell I'm getting, like, 10 fewer miles per charge than normal with the antennas on there.
Frank, on the other one, was starting to come loose right down by the windshield. It's like the plastic was bending or something, and they said, well, it was 4,000 miles out of warranty. They wasn't going to fix it.
Got it fixed under the warranty.
Since they knew they had issues on that particular model.
And you're that close to the warranty, they will definitely get Toyota to cover that for them so they can sell it for more money.
And I saw they had her Jeep out there on the Toyota lot for sale, and it said, you know, as is warranty, but it only had 3,800 miles on it. Would, if you, somebody bought it, would the Jeep still warranty it for like 36?
That warranty act requires that they honor the manufacturer's warranty, you know, no matter who owns it. So the manufacturer's warranty is transferable to new owners. Yesterday afternoon, rerunning network cables in our house while the internet was down, I figured I could take all the switches out and move all the cables since nobody had connectivity anyway. But, you know, for my new ham desk over there, you know, I had to get network cables run to it and get all the computers moved over and all that stuff, so I was able to get that done yesterday at least.
And then you don't have to run coax in between the houses, so that's good.
I don't know where to put my dipole up, though. I don't have a really good solution for it yet.
Got on in a bunch of cars or something. It seems like the traffic is kind of heavy.
28 northbound doesn't look too bad.
Same place.
No trucks this morning.
Caught up in a bunch of them.
Tower.
I made it that far yet. The Adidas plant.
Not past that. My AI to make myself a website over the past few days, and I've been using Claude Code, which is like a command line Linux interface to Claude, Anthropic Claude, and man, this thing makes a really nice website.
Over my head right there. I haven't used any AI stuff. They tried to encourage it at work for your reports and stuff like that, but yeah, that's probably not happening.
To how to communicate to it, you basically have to talk to it like you're talking to a child, but if you give it really basic, you know, step-by-step, like, you know, short sentences, not too complex, just give it instructions, it does a pretty good job. I basically said, you know, make me a website for my ham radio station. I want these sections, and in each section, this is what I want. And it hit it pretty close to the mark on the first try, and then I just spent a little bit of time just going, say, change this, change that. And, you know, after a few hours of working with it, I've got a really, really nice-looking website.
Cool. I wouldn't even know how to get started on that.
Just logged into it and said, hey, I want to make a website, it would start asking you questions about what you wanted, and you would just converse with it like you were conversing with, you know, a developer or another person, and eventually it would get something done for you.
You know, I was looking on this car, I don't think they've changed anything on it, or if they have, I haven't found it yet.
Tough one.
One was a 24, and I had 40,000 miles on it. This one's a 25. I wanted to hold out for the 26s. They're coming out in a couple of weeks, but they really jacked up the price because it's got the new generation Toyota electrics on it, and it's supposed to get about 5 more miles per gallon.
Yeah, that expensive anymore. So is it really worth it to spend another $2,000 or whatever it is to get that additional economy?
That we had even looked at, like, I went and looked at a couple of Subarus on that, but they use the Toyota system, but it's like three generations before.
And let them use the latest stuff.
For reason, this Subaru, they just, even on their gas models, they don't get the mileage that other cars get.
Because they're all-wheel drive, and that just takes a few miles to the gallon out of it.
Boxer motor, they call it, where the pistons are horizontal.
And they used to be air-cooled.
Corvairs have that style of motor?
The boxer motor they use in the Subarus is a descendant of the Porsche flat-four air-cooled motor that they used to use back in the 50s and 60s. A scandal when Porsche started to make liquid-cooled 911s back in the 90s. Everybody got real up in arms about that.
Thing to go wrong.
Them.
As far as the that are air cooled. What kind of heater do they have? Is it like an electric heater?
Toss some air over the motor and bring it into the cabin. Exhaust leak.
That's right.
We're in a heat exchanger that made it safe, but yeah, I mean, they just, you know, you have to just, you know, scavenge some heat off the engine and just go directly to the air instead of having a liquid coolant. I'm thinking at Toyota when they designed the back end of a Prius, but it sure is ugly.
New Prius in the showroom, I don't know if it was what model it was, but it looked pretty nice.
This one in front of me are just hideous.
Some of them are really ridiculous on some of the cars. I don't know why everybody's going into LEDs and that to make them look fancy, but I just can't believe that they're any more efficient. Well, I know they don't use the power, but they don't seem like they last long.
1,000 miles on this thing, I've never had a light go out on it.
Yeah, probably more about the people's driving habits, so I would imagine. But I just see, it seems like I see a lot of new cars with lights out.
Oh, they're getting those stupid Amazon headlights that are so bright, they're blinding to everybody. Those things burn out all the time. I found those dual band radios I had extra, so I'm going to get one tested, and I can bring it to you probably next week. We'll meet up one morning.
Yeah, just let me know. Let me know if I need to leave earlier or something.
Probably tested this weekend. What kind of power connector do you want on it? Do you want a power pole or do you want the standard T connector on it?
Power supply takes ring terminals, but I mean, I guess I can put some kind of jumper on it to, you know, plug it, be able to plug into it. But I don't guess it's a huge issue, but I mean, to get it up and going quick, it'd be ring terminal.
I'll put power poles on it, but then I'll do a power pole to ring terminal pigtail, and that'll give you a couple of options. One of them is on my desk in Seneca, and the other one I bought at the Shelby Hamfest a couple of years ago, but the one I bought at the Hamfest, I've never even powered up or tested it, so I need to power that one up and see if it works, just make sure it works before I give one of them away.
And like I said, all I got, the only 2 meter I got is the one right here that I'm using, and then I got a couple of HTs, but that's about it.
Listen, I'm actually missing an HT. I had 3 FT65Rs, and I can only find 2 of them. I have no idea what I did with the third one.
Somebody borrow it and never get back.
Anybody borrow one, but I don't know, I suppose it could have happened. I'm going to give one, I don't know if I gave one to Tommy or not. I don't think I did, but I don't know, I'll check when he gets back from his dad.
Right in the middle of the off ramp, trying to decide where he wants to go.
Making the repeater. The repeater's full quieting here. I got all the strength bars, but your audio's in and out.
In a bad spot. How's that now?
Still pretty spotty.
About now.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Are you still having trouble with that radio shutting down or in the new car yet? Or you have not long enough to tell yet?
Long enough to tell yet, but that's a bad spot. Right where you get off at the 80. And that for about that first mile, it's kind of a low spot, and it's just bad.
Do you go left or right?
Right.
This little red Corvette in the left lane with a county sheriff's patrol right behind him. They're going significantly over the speed limit. I'm wondering if this guy's about to get pulled over.
Yeah, a good possibility, right? Hey, I'm rolling down to the gate. I'm going to say 7-3. You have a good one, and maybe I'll catch you. Well, I probably won't catch you tomorrow because you're probably working from home. KN4 TFW. Have a good weekend.
Great. work from home tomorrow. So, yeah, you have a good weekend as well, and I will talk to you next week. 73, this is WTUJKT.